This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, and we begin with this.
Touch! Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Make them listen to me before it's too late! Listen to me. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
It's the 1956 horror science fiction film Invasion of the Body Snatchers, based on the novel The Body Snatchers by Jack Finney, which originally appeared in serial fashion in Collier's Magazine in 1954. John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute is my guest, and he joins me on the program. And John, this film was your launching off place for a comment about freedom in America, was it not?
Yes, that's true.
So tell me now. Tell me first, you're a big fan of this movie, aren't you?
Yes, as a child in the 50s, my parents, instead of babysitters or daycare, they dropped me off at the movies, where I would sit and watch these kind of films day in and day out, over and over. I must have seen The Invasion of the Body Snatchers 50 times within a week and a half.
Yeah. Now, some of those old science fiction and horror films, we look back now, and from the 50s, The Blob and The Thing, they're not really that scary, but to this day, this is one of the films I think that holds up and is still scary.
Yeah, it's scary, but also it's been remade a number of times. It's the subtext for a lot of films. I'm watching movies occasionally. I look at it, oh, it's Body Snatchers redone in a different way. It's when people become unfeeling things. The zombies, all that stuff, is really just sort of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers redone.
Yeah.
You know, Don Siegel's 1956 classic in black and white, so it still gets scary. I mean, it's a great film, but, you know, the backdrop to it is what was happening in the Cold War, the House Un-American Activities Committees, all the investigations on communism and all that stuff. And my commentary, which you can get on Rutherford.org, I talk about we're basically reliving that kind of mindset today with all the fear scares and terrorism scares and all the surveillance and things we see happening today.
Yeah. We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, online at Rutherford.org. So the Body Snatchers and the Pod People, when you say this is happening today, flesh that out for us, and no pun intended there, of course, but what's going on?
Well, what he says, and there's a good quote I take out of the movie. He's in his office. He's hiding from the aliens. Miles Bunnell, he's the doctor in the movie. He says, "In my practice, I see how people have allowed their humanity to drain away, only it happens slowly instead of at once. They didn't seem to mind, all of us, a little bit. We harden our hearts, grow callous. Only when we have to fight to stay human do we realize how precious it is, you know." Just as I look around the country today with the way we adapt to technology, I think we're starting to become more like our machines, the bystander effect, where people fall down in stores and stuff, and people step over them, take pictures of their of them laying on the ground dying of a heart attack with their phones and just stepping on. I mean, the conformity in public schools, the way we treat kids in public schools, the zero tolerance policies, throwing them out of school for taking Alka-Seltzer. I mean, political correctness today. Wherever you go, in colleges and stuff, people don't tell jokes anymore. I mean, you watch television, you see people screaming at one another all the time. I don't even watch television anymore. I have to stop watching it, because, especially television news, because of that. The growing military empire, and I've argued over and over, war values are sweeping back over us. I mean, look at how the average policeman looks today. Many of them are dressed in camouflage outfits with helmets and large machine guns, and they have assault vehicles. So everything that was talked about in those days with this great movie, and it was a philosophical statement, I think is happening in our country. Look at the Supreme Court today, some of the decisions. I mean, the Supreme Court this session gutted the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment in two cases. The Miranda warnings, they attack Miranda warnings, the Supreme Court. I mean, we're moving into I keep kind of screaming this from the rooftops, we're moving into a very alarming time in our country when freedom itself is on life support. And, in the movie, these pods replaced people and they became sort of inhuman. They didn't really care about freedom and those kind of things. And that's what we're finding today. It's just freedom. I get it in reactions to things I write locally here. I mean, I had a the front page of the commentary section yesterday on the Snyder versus Phelps case, the fellow that goes out and pickets funerals because he doesn't like homosexuals, and I stand up for their free speech rights, but people don't like that. I find most Americans today, they really want free speech for themselves, but they don't want it for someone they don't like.
Yeah.
And so I think we're losing tolerance, compassion, and just the way we relate to one another today, I think, has changed.
We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. His most recent commentary is The Body Snatchers, They're After All of Us, and You're Next, just published this week in newspapers around the country. You can read it online at rutherford.org. John, I think it's interesting that as the movie makes clear, when we look back at it now, the film is at the height of the Cold War. It appears to have been a commentary on communism and sort of an anti-communist film, but that's not really accurate. It's more of an attack on us, is it not?
Yeah, I think, and Don Siegel says that. I quote him at the end of the commentary. He says, his associates are pods. He says, and this is a quote, they have no feelings. They exist, breathe, and sleep. They have no passion, no anger. I mean, it's difficult for me to find people today who are outraged. We need to be more outraged at what's happening in the country. We need to affect what happens in our community. With the homeless, you know, realize that there are 14 million children that go to bed hungry every night in the United States. And we have our students here this summer, and they asked me when I was going on a vacation. I told them, hey, I have a trouble going on vacation, going out for 2 or 3 weeks on an island when people are starving in the United States. And I mean, it's difficult to forget that if you have a social conscience. But I think with materialism, the way we're headed, you know, all the things we're connected to in our lives, we just forget that there are so many people out there that have so many problems, and people in the downtown mall that want a dollar bill, and there's, you know, people wanting to erase them off the downtown mall, which, I mean, I keep saying I want to see the poor people. I want to know where they exist and how we can help them, not how I can eliminate them from sight. But we see that, you know, happening across the country.
Yeah.
But again, let me say this again. There's 14 million children that go to bed hungry every night. I mean, how many of us actually think about that when we're sitting eating our ribs and whatever we're eating at night?
And the threat is so convenient and quick for us to say, for the left to say, well, the threat is from the right, and for the right to say the threat is from the left, when in fact, is it not from both?
It's both, yeah. People always ask me, am I a left-winger or a right-winger? I say neither one. I'm not political. I don't see things politically. I see them in terms of human rights. And no. I mean, with Obama, we should learn the lesson. I mean, I don't know anybody on the left right now that's honest, that's not really upset or feel betrayed by Barack Obama, because he's continued the same civil liberties pattern that Bush has continued. He has the biggest war budget since World War II. He thought he was going to be a peacemaker, but he's not. Economically, I mean, you look around, it's, you know, the country's in terrible, terrible shape. But again, I think what the movie makes, and I think people should go back and watch this movie and get it, you know, it's easy to find in most stores, or you can buy it online or watch it online, Netflix, is we are the villains. I mean, the whole basis of this government is based on consent of the governed. I mean, we can change things, but if our pursuit is, and you know, my students asked me last week in the only session I talked to them, what do I feel is the biggest enemy of the United States? I immediately answer, materialism. We're concerned about our new car, you know, all the things that we want, and we're not really concerned about other people as much as we should be. And so that's what we're fighting. But, you know, again, we're seeing a lot of conformity in our schools. I'm a little fearful of what the next generation is going to look like, whether they're going to be socially conscious or not. And I'm afraid they're not going to be.
John Whitehead, the co-founder and the CEO of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org. Check out his most recent commentary, The Body Snatchers. John, great work as always, and always great to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.